Welcome to the Smart Dating Academy podcast. I'm Bella Gandhi, the founder of Smart Dating Academy and your host. I started Smart Dating Academy in 2009 because I had this crazy knack of giving people dating advice that actually worked, that I took. I've been married for almost 25 years, and now my company helps people to date smarter and to find love. This podcast is meant to bring more love into your life, no matter where you are and what you do. And we're here to bring more life into your love. You guys, welcome back to the Smart Dating Academy podcast. I am so, so excited. And I know you know me by now. And I know that you know that there's a lot of things that get me really excited. But today, I'm going to use one of my favorite words. I'm extraordinarily excited because of my guest, who is not only someone who I'm sure you've seen on TV, I'm sure you've seen at various spots in the media, and I'm really proud to also say that she is a dear friend of mine. I'm so happy to have my friend Danielle Robé join us today. Danielle, welcome.
Hi, Bella. I'm so happy to be with you.
I am so happy to be here too. I just realized I had a space heater going on in the background and it was making unnecessary noise.
Oh, that's Danielle, not good for a podcast.
It's not good, but it's good for a Chicago winter that you need yes. at your feet. So you guys, just because Danielle is so extraordinary, I'm going to literally read you her bio so you know what a freaking rock star this young 30-year-old is who has created a life that she loves and she's bringing more love into her life. But we will get to Danielle and dating towards the middle end of this podcast. I got to warm her up a little bit. You know what I mean? But let me tell you about Danielle. Danielle is a TV host and journalist, currently a correspondent for IMDb and NBC4 LA, and creator of the video podcast, which is so awesome, you guys, called Pretty Smart. You've seen her on HLN's Dr. Drew, E! Extra, Entertainment Tonight, The Steve Harvey Show, NBC's First Look, and Defy Media, where her daily news segments and interviews received over 100 million views a month online. In 2016, she was named co-host of WCIU's Chicago-based The Jam, making her the youngest morning TV host in Chicago's history. And side note, that is where I met Danielle on The Jam as one of her guests. With a loyal social media following of over 300,000 followers, she's chatted with everyone from Taylor Swift to Michael B. Jordan to Helen Mirren and Tom Hanks. Even Larry King says about Danielle's compelling interviewing style, Danielle has the ability to make people feel seen. And you guys, that is the reason Danielle is here and a wonderfully esteemed guest on the Smart Dating Academy podcast. So now that everybody knows what a great young rock star you are, Danielle, like just tell us about you. You grew up in Chicago. Did you always want to be in media and journalism? Like, did you ever imagine you'd be as big of a rock star as you are now?
That's so nice of you. I don't feel like a rock star. You know, it's funny. Sometimes when I interview successful actors, I'm like, does success feel the way you thought it would? And almost all of them are like, I don't feel successful. So I guess it's human nature, but no, I always wanted to be a journalist. I loved asking questions. I've been innately curious about why since I can remember. And then when I actually got to do it for the first time in college, I interned at a few networks, like in Madison, Wisconsin, where I went to school. I knew this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to tell stories.
Amazing. Amazing. And I can tell you just personally getting to know Danielle, you know, more off the set at The Jam, we would have these wonderfully long, decadent coffee lunch dates at Summer House in Lincoln Park in Chicago. And getting to know her was such a treat, because to be with someone who was so soulful and really introspective and so genuinely interesting, but interested in others, she's a rare bird. And, you know, if you haven't seen what she looks like, she's as beautiful outside as she is on the inside. So you're amazing. And
your conversations meant so much to me. You're one of my people. Like I look to you as a North Star. So,
well, I feel exactly the same about you. And I want you to tell our listeners, like, if you had to, you know, you have so many abilities, and you knew what you wanted to do at a young age, which I think so many people envy, including me. It took me so long, and, you know, into my early 30s to figure out what I wanted to be when I grew up and when I started this company. But, you know, what would you tell people about creating a life that they loved?
That's a million-dollar question. You know, I think it goes back to asking yourself questions. And I think I got lucky early on. I didn't really even know. I wasn't intentional about asking questions. I felt drawn to something and went with it. But if you do feel confused, or you haven't tapped into the thing that lights you up, I think the best thing to do is start asking yourself questions. What gives you energy every day? What drains your energy every day? I think if you ask yourself those two questions and write down the answer for 30 days, at the end of the 30 days, it'd be really interesting to see what all those answers add up to. And I think you would feel more directed.
That is, oh my gosh, say it again for the people in the back. What a gem. I mean, what a huge piece of advice that can really, what lights you up and what drains you, and journaling about that every day. I mean, sometimes people ask me, you know, because I come from finance and then manufacturing, like, how did you become a dating coach, and how did you put Smart Dating Academy together? And a process not as elegantly articulated as you just did, but I said, what do I love to do every single day? And that list was long. And then the next question in the Bella Gandhi list was, out of those things, what am I actually good at? So that really long list got really, really short, really suddenly. But that's really how I started to be able to look at what are my strengths, because I didn't have the wherewithal to ask myself the questions that you are telling us to answer. What am I good at? Where do I light people up? What brings me joy? And it took me until I unplugged my second job to sit down and ask those questions. So for those of you, and this could be in any aspect of your life, right? What lights you up and what drains you? And start to look at those things to bring more elements of the things that you love into your life, and to start to mercilessly prune the things that drain you, right? And Danielle, what surprised you about the things that lit you up and the things that drained you?
Well, I actually didn't ask myself those specific questions because
you didn't know.
I didn't know, you know, like, I think I wish I had somebody to tell me that, when I was 20, I don't even know, maybe I would have gone in a different direction. But now I ask myself those intentional questions, and usually the things that drain me are my love life, but the things that light me up, you know, for me, it's all about connection. I think when you have a great conversation with somebody and you both, like, you can feel it when it just connects. And sometimes you can have, you could be somebody you love and it's just a boring conversation, because those happen, but somebody says something or a spark is lit and you both feel the connection and it just vibrates, and you leave that conversation feeling energized and excited and lit up. And like that type of connection is what I'm after. And A, all of my interviews, B, I wish in my love life, and C, you know, like in any relationship. So yeah, I think for me, it's connection.
Connection is so, so important. And I love that. It's like when you feel that vibe with a certain someone, right? And whether it's professionally or personally, like when you make new friends, like I felt that vibe. It's like instant chemistry with Danielle. You meet someone, you're like, I would like to have a second date with you because you're fun and you're cool and you're smart. And we can have these conversations that you know that are just going to stay at that table and not leave the table. Now, what I will tell you in the dating world is if you're feeling that like super vibe, that super electricity, and those butterflies, it might not necessarily be a good harbinger for your dating life. Because sometimes when we feel that instant electricity, that chemistry, and even worse, those butterflies in our stomach, that could be our gut telling us, hey, sweet girl, you've been here before and that didn't end up so well. So sometimes that electricity in dating conversations right away where you're like, oh my God, I feel like we've known each other for three lifetimes. You probably have. And it was your three toxic exes.
Yeah. You taught me that because you said to me when we were having a drink in LA one time, I think you did the Kelly Clarkson show and then we met for drinks.
That's right.
And you were like, I think you're a little bit anxiously attached. And I'd never heard of any attachment styles before. So I went down a whole, you sent me down a real rabbit hole because I started reading that book Attached. And I realized I am a little bit anxiously attached. And so I'm working towards becoming secure.
And remember, number one, the awareness, you ask yourself the question, am I, what kind of attachment do I have? Right. And people that are anxiously attached can be amazing partners. I find myself brinking on anxious to secure. And I think that when we find somebody that is a secure partner for us, we're the best partners. Let's toot our own horns. We can be the best partners.
We're ever. Very eager to please.
We're eager to please. And we care and we get the details right. We get the big things right. We get the small things right. But I'm so glad that you're aware of that because sometimes, you know, when you're anxiously attached, it can mean that not the best people activate your attachment system, right? And it can mean someone who's kind of, you know, the antagonist to your protagonist, let's just say, right. You know, someone who's more emotionally unavailable, maybe just emotionally avoidant to you, sort of feels like home to some extent. And you're like, oh, wow, boom, this is exciting. Your attachment system turns on and you're like, oh my gosh, this feels so good and exciting. But that excitement, actually what it is it's putting your seatbelt on a roller coaster ride. And you know that and you've clicked and you know you're in for some ups and some downs. And that's sometimes what that electricity can be in those first conversations. So what you want to do, and I'm so glad Danielle raised this point, is really checking in with yourself. Like, wait a second. Is this a vibe because we really have like a soulful connection and something real? Or is this, oh my God, in my gut of guts, this person reminds me of a really good time with my ex. And it takes me back to that. So I'm glad that you raised that. I'm glad that you raised that in conversation. And Danielle has done something, you guys, and I didn't even know this. I mean, we've been friends forever. And I know Danielle's got her new podcast called Pretty Smart, but she's also become an entrepreneur. And this product that she's developed is so near and dear to my heart because I love questions and meaningful conversations. So she's developed, well, first of all, I'm going to tell you, it's a card deck that's filled with questions for conversations, but I'm not going to spoil it. I want Danielle to tell the story. Like, tell us the story. Like, what led you to do this?
Yeah. So, at this point, I've been asking people questions professionally for about a decade. And, I'd like to say probably not professionally for way longer. So when I moved to LA, one of the big jobs I got was at an entertainment network that I had always wanted to work at. It was, I thought, going to be my dream job.
Dream job.
I was so excited. I was like the youngest person they'd ever hired. And I walked in And within a few weeks, I was miserable. I broke out into hives every day. I would cry in the bathroom at lunch. I ended up quitting the job and living off my credit cards and was unemployed for 8 months. I thought no one was ever going to hire me again. I was a little bit depressed. And one of the things I did to try to actively or be proactive and get out of my depression from being unemployed was ask myself all of the questions that I had been asking celebrities like Michael B. Jordan and Helen Mirren and entrepreneurs like Mark Cuban for years. So I had a Google Doc of about 800 questions. And each day I'd ask myself five or six. I realized I had never asked myself one question. This was like pre-therapy. And at the end of 8 months, I felt way more in touch with who I was. I was more interesting at dinner because I had practiced asking questions. I had more to say, more to talk about. And I thought, you know, everybody wants this. Everybody is curious and they want connection and they want to know about other people. They just maybe A, don't know what to ask, or B, feel nervous entering a conversation. I mean, like I spark conversation for a living and sometimes I feel nervous or don't know what to ask.
Yeah. So
I created a card deck called Question Everything. It's 52 questions for deeper conversation.
Oh, and, speak to my soul with that.
Yeah. So at the end of my podcast, I always pick one random one and ask people. But yeah, I've tested them out on, I've done them at a bachelorette party. I've done them with my dad. I've done them, with, you know, potential dates, and they're really fun. They really, I think, spark meaningful stories and laughter and conversation that creates moments. You know, it's not just mundane. Who are your siblings? Where are you from? They're moment makers.
Oh my gosh. I literally, like, there's so many places I can imagine this being used even in my own life. Like, I'm married and have been married for, you know, a long time, over 20 years, but I could see playing this game in a sense and asking questions to my husband. And I bet you I'd be surprised by at least 50% of the answers that he gave to these questions, and then playing it with my kids as well and extended family. And then, of course, we have to look at what the best date questions are, Danielle. And I know, you know, dating is something that you are debating doing again. I wish you guys could see the expression on my face. I think Danielle is so adorable and has created this badass life that she loves already. And so now we're just going to bring romantic love into her life. So
what Bella's alluding to is that I'm a bad dater. I don't enjoy dating. And so I don't do it a lot.
Okay. Now, for those of you, for those of you who are sitting there going, I don't like dating either now, and you think it's just you because, oh, I'm not cute enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm too old. Okay. Danielle, as Danielle, and if you see her, right, Danielle dressed up for Ariana Grande for Halloween because she could pull that off. Okay, let's just say that's what Danielle sort of looks like. So if Danielle doesn't like dating, it just gives the rest of us a sigh of relief. So Danielle, are you going to commit in 2022 to bringing some dating into your life intentionally?
I am. And you also gave me a really good tip because I sort of feel exhausted by getting ready for dates. I have to get ready for work like everybody else. And yeah, it just like if people ask me to dinner, I don't want to sit at a dinner for 2 hours. So you said I need to do a video chat for 30 minutes and I could do one or two. And that I'm in for. I am committed to that.
Absolutely. Now let's back up to this conversation. Danielle is not dating at all. And I was like, look, you know, when you get to that point, you could don't waste hair and makeup. You could set up a few. She's like, oh, you know, that's great. I could set up 8 dates right away. I was like, okay, overachiever. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to turn the volume down on that. Let's do one. Okay. And then have fun and set it up with boundaries. Okay. Say, how about we grab coffee from 5 to 5:30 over the app or over Zoom. You can do all of this in app. You guys, you don't even have to give up your email addresses and set up a Zoom. You can just press, like in Match or Bumble, you can just press a blue button and you'll be on a video chat. Obviously schedule that. Don't ambush anybody with the video chat because God knows we need to like fluff and zhuzh and do the things, but then put boundaries around it. Don't set up a date that gives you anxiety because you don't know how to end the video chat and you don't want to be rude. Say, I've got dinner plans at 6:30. How about we grab coffee or a happy hour from 5 to 5:30 on the app? Okay, that's it. You're limited to 30 minutes. And you know what I say, crazy cannot hide for more than 10 minutes. It comes leaping out of the damn closet. So if crazy comes out, guess what? You can just be like, oh my God, my connection's going out, and end the date, right? No, date over, game over, control, alt, delete, abort function. You're done. And to your point, Danielle, with feeling anxious about going to dates, who wouldn't have their anxiety provoked by going out to meet a complete stranger and then thinking to yourself, right? What are the anxiety provoking thoughts? It's not, oh my gosh, what if this is really fun? That's not what plagues us. It's, what if this person, like, tell me what gives you, if you have to sit and you're getting ready for a date right now, what are the thoughts that give you anxiety as you're getting ready for the date?
It's a great question. Number one is like, oh, how am I going to get out of the date? Because I'm bad at like, end, like even work meetings, I never know how to end the phone call.
Right.
And I like, they just, the dates go on and on and on. And because I'm a decent conversationalist, like I can kind of fake it, you know? And so they just go on and on, and I got to get out.
You got to get out. So I'm glad that you told me about your anxiety. So this is now a coaching session. Same thing with real dates, put boundaries around it. Say, how about if the person passes the video screen for you?
Right.
Okay. And now you can lather, rinse, repeat, do more video with that person. You don't have to spring straight to dinner. Okay, so you have the option to do more video dates. You can say, hey, I've developed this cool card game. I'm going to send you it and we can ask each other three questions, right? Check somebody's curiosity and their flexibility and their openness to dating in a different way. And then when you're ready to actually meet in person, you can say, I've got dinner plans at 8:00. How about we meet for drinks from 6 to 7:30?
Yeah.
Constrain it. Think about what gives you the anxiety and solve for that. If Perfect. You want an exit stage left plan, that's the way to do it. So now, even if the date's going well, let's say you set it up from 6 to 7:30 and you're like, oh my God, I don't want to leave. You can leave at 7:45 and just leave the person wanting more, because the research shows that our brains start to interpret anybody, even the best of people, in a more negative light after 2 hours and 15 minutes. So keep your dates limited.
Wow, that is fascinating. Well, there was also, tell me what you think about this, because one of the things with my card deck that I thought was interesting is that there was a Harvard Business Review study published by Allison Wood and Leslie Kay, and it's called The Surprising Power of Questions. And they cite that the most common complaint people make after having a conversation, such as a first date or a work meeting or an interview, is, I wish so-and-so had asked me more questions. Wow. It's like this reward cycle, right? It's like we improve our emotional intelligence and it makes us better questioners, which continues the whole cycle. So how do I stop asking questions? Because I've also gotten feedback that, oh, this feels like an interview.
It's a deposition, not a date.
Yeah. But do I just let silence happen?
Well, what you can do is, sometimes we can be great listeners, but we're not good sharers.
Oh, wow.
Right?
That's me.
That is me. I get it. Because when I read that, I was like, oh God, guilty. Right?
That's really good.
And it takes a really interest. It takes me trusting somebody to be a sharer, because I'm very similar. Well, it can pelt you with questions because I'm inherently curious and I want to get to know you and I love people and I love hearing people's stories. But yes, in order to not make it feel like a deposition, I would say, if I had your card deck, what I would do is I would look at the questions first and I would do what you did back in the day and say, well, I'm going to ask myself 6 of these questions a day and develop my own muscle at answering these questions. So instead of just taking the card deck out and then blindly asking questions, play with yourself and answer the questions on your own, you guys. And not only will you be a more interesting dater, but you're going to be a more interesting date because you will have the answers ready to go. And it's something that Danielle said when, and I think it was earlier in this conversation, that doing this, like preparing answers to questions, made her a heck of a lot more interesting at dinners in all of these conversations. So I can't wait to, because I'm not a great sharer. And so having your card deck in order to really look at myself and say, God, how would I answer that? I feel like that in and of itself is a great way for people like you, like me, and maybe for those of you listening to become better sharers. And sometimes sharing just means you're prepared and you know the answer.
No, you're so right. That's great advice.
And you and I in our jobs, I'm a coach, I'm a podcast host. My goal is to get to know other people and ask the questions to be able to give advice back, right? In order to give. So I think this will be a great benefit for me to have to sit down with me and say, well, how would I answer that question? So are there a couple of questions? Like if, you know, those of you, there's probably a lot of single people that are listening to us. Are there some questions that you as a single person with your card deck in hand, what would you like someone to ask you? Or what do you think are some good dating questions in your deck?
That's a good one, because I also think you don't want to get too deep necessarily. No. Like you can freak somebody out.
No, so, you don't want to stay out of the dark alleys. Like, what's your greatest trauma? How's your relationship with your mother? That's not even the definition of vulnerability, right? Because people talk so much about it. I want to be vulnerable. Remember, Brené Brown says vulnerability without boundaries is not vulnerability.
Yeah, it's oversharing.
It's oversharing. And that'll leave someone like going to the bathroom and maybe not coming back. So,
Yes. And I've had people do that to me and it feels weird. I think this one's fun. It's, do plants thrive or die in your care? That feels like a fun one.
That's a great question. Do plants die or thrive in your care? I love that.
What's the story behind your name? What's your nickname and who gave it to you? People have surprisingly interesting stories behind their names, and you kind of get to know about their parents and their background. And then like their friends, because their friends usually nickname them.
I love that. I love that. Do you want me to share a little tidbit?
Tell me. Who gave you your name?
So growing up, my parents just like the name Bella, and it's one L, right? And it's kind of an Indian name, but it's also like globally a very unisex name. But what's interesting is if you know me well, you can tell what period of life by what someone addresses me, where they come from. Do they come from like my college life or before, or do they come from my professional life? Anybody that knows me from back in the day really well calls me Belle. They never, ever, 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 ever call me Bella. My family, my best friends from that time, my husband, his parents. It's if somebody calls me Bella, they're pissed, right? Because I'm like, oh my God, if he uses like my full name, I'm like, oh my God, you're mad. So it's so strange. But in my professional life, nobody calls me Belle. And it's just funny. And I don't know if people started calling me that, I would be completely fine with it. But it's so interesting. So that's my name story.
I love that. And I see, I didn't know that. And I've known you for years.
Yeah, right. So you could call me Belle if you wanted to.
I'm going to start calling you Belle. I'm dropping the A.
Exactly. You're like, hey, Belle, what's going on?
Exactly. Okay. So now you tell me which one you like better, because this could be maybe a little deep. So what's something you wish people could see about you that they don't see at first glance? Or this is a three part. What compliment do you hear the most? Which compliment means the most to you? And which one makes you the most uncomfortable?
Okay. So I'm going to answer your first question was, which one is, let's say, more date appropriate, like initial dates? I think the compliment question is a lighter question.
Okay.
Okay. But it still allows you to shine on a date without having to say what's something that more people would notice about you, because that's kind of a poking beneath the veneer and we're getting a little deeper now, right? I wish people would see that I'm really an introvert, but I play an extrovert on TV, whatever that is. But if somebody's like, oh, what's a compliment that you always get, right? And so that's really nice. And remember, and I love that you picked that question. And I swear, you guys, I don't even have the card deck in my hands right now, but that's such a great question, Danielle, that you picked. You're going to be such a good dater because you want dates to feel fun and positive, where people get to talk about the things that light them up, which is usually themselves, to your point, which is why you've created this, but then the positive things about themselves, because at the end of the day, what do we all crave? We want to be seen. We want to be respected and admired, and we want to hear some words of affirmation, right? And so that question is so brilliant. So say the question again, and it's three parts.
What compliment do you hear most often? Which compliment means the most to you, and which compliment makes you the most uncomfortable?
Okay. So interesting. So I love that. So I am like so excited. And so now, you know, you can ask that on a date.
Yeah. Now we have stock questions. We're prepared to ask.
Exactly. You and I are going to have an offline session, a date coaching session, where we're going to separate your card deck into, okay, this is dates 1 through 3. This is 5 through 10. And this is after you have children.
I love it.
How does that sound?
That's perfect. I definitely need that. Thank you.
Oh my gosh. I am so excited for, and I will certainly, I know I'm definitely going to buy these. And so you guys, we'll put a link in the show notes as to where you two can get these cards. And I just think it's a fun idea. Number one, we're supporting our girl, Danielle, who is stretching her wings as an entrepreneur. So I'm all about a rising tide should lift all boats. So we can support Danielle because she's Danielle and she's doing her heart's desire. And not only are you doing that, but you're also helping yourself. Because you, like me, are going to sit down and answer those damn questions for yourself. And you might need to journal, but then think about how much more prepared you're going to feel at Thanksgiving dinners, at holiday dinners, for your Valentine's Day dates, because I know you guys are all going to have Valentine's Day dates. So I'm so excited. And, you know, I'm so grateful. And I know how busy your schedule is. And I'm so grateful that you took the time out to have this conversation with me, to have this conversation with our audience about creating that life that you love and asking yourself those questions, you guys. What lights me up and what drains me? If there's some juice in here, take that and make that list for yourself today. And know that as much of a life as Danielle has created for herself that she loves, she's still, just like so many of you, looking to bring more love into her life. So what I want to tell you is we're all in this together, holding hands, bringing more love into the world. And I'm so grateful that you were here. And Danielle, is there any, you know, kind of last thing that you'd like to share with people? Just, you know, I don't know, a bit of advice, something to make their life better, something, whatever.
Because, you know, I've lately been thinking, because people will ask me about conversation a lot, right? Because I do it every day. And they're like, how do I become more interesting? Or how do I make a moment? And I kept thinking that the most interesting thing is to be interested. And so if you don't know what to say, just ask a question. And I heard therapists do this with kids. They'll ask, what do you think about the snow? Or what do you, like, basic things to build confidence, because they want to know that their opinion matters. And I think adults are the same way. So the most interesting thing is to be interested.
Oh, I love that. Like, we need to make t-shirts out of so many things that have been said during this conversation with Danielle, don't you think? So, Danielle, thank you so much for joining us. And for all of you guys listening, if you love this episode, download it, review it. I don't want a Valentine's Day present. I don't want a birthday present. Give us a review. Tell us what you thought. Grab Danielle's card deck and follow me on Smart Dating Academy on Instagram. We do free Instagram live show. Our goal is to put more love into your life and bring more life into your love. So thank you as always for being here with us, and we will see you next time. Thanks, Danielle.
Thanks, Belle. No A.
Awesome. I love it. Thanks for listening. And as always, download us, share us, show us the love. Follow Instagram at Smart Dating Academy. And if you or someone you know wants to learn more, check out our website at smartdatingacademy.com. We're here to bring you love.